Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning and welcome to my show, Everyday People with Camille. What an amazing day it is out there. I don't know what the temperature is right now, but I know that it's going to be heating up during the day. You are listening to 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access show here in little old Masterton. Also watch us live on Channel 41, Wairarapa TV. Oh gosh, what have you guys been up to? All I know is what I've been up to is I've been trying to nurse my way through a bit of a mega migraine, and thankfully, it has eased off for my fantastic show. Oh, I love bringing this show to you. Do you know what I really love about this show, guys? Is the fact that I can put up a post somewhere and somebody goes, yeah, I'm keen, I'll come on your show. And I'm like, go on then, let's do it. And that's how I've met our guest today, a young man, up-and-coming artist called Nick Sowry, who we will be talking to very soon. And he's really excited to be here too, and I'm going to be playing one of his tunes. How cool is that? This is massively cool. And after his interview, I have got a pre-recorded interview that I did with Oscar Wilson. I keep going to say Oscar Wilde, I don't know why, but Oscar Wilson. He is a Wellington boy who grew up here in Masterton as well, who is now in LA, and he is making some moves. He is he's a wicked professional dancer, that's for sure, and an actor. He's been on things like oh my goodness, I can't remember. The Battle Lip Sync, he is a backups dancer on that, and he's also been in some movies and had a nomination recently. So we're going to listen to all of that very, very soon. But here we are right now with Nick. Nick, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You're nervous, eh?
Real nervous.
No need to be nervous. I'm just as nervous as you. It's just fantastic to have you on here. You were the one who said, yeah, I'll come on your show. And I was just like, yeah, let's do this. So glad to have you here. So, Nick, I know you're not from Marston originally, are you?
Nah.
Where are you from?
Avondale, West Auckland.
West Auckland represent. That's you on the screen.
I love buzzy ears.
That's awesome, eh?
Yeah. That's like high quality ears.
That's very high quality. Remember, no swearing. No swearing. So that's us out going live on TV right now, which is fantastic on Channel 41. We love doing that, having the sound and the visuals as well. So you grew up in West Auckland for a bit, and now you're here in Masterton.
Yes.
And you want to talk about a little bit how you got here?
So kind of started off when I was like around 4 or 5. That's when I kind of moved to Masterton, and like all the, you know, kind of stuff just happened.
Yeah.
And growing up, like, I kind of gone through bad and good paths. Like, yeah. I would have people on my side, but then I also, it's like an angel and a devil on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, you're listening to the good one, but you've also got a bad one on your other shoulder. So you don't know what one to listen to. And half of the time, you know, bad decisions are easy, so you just take it.
Yes.
And that's what I've learned, and that's what my music's for.
Yeah.
Just inspiration and just writing down what I think.
And that's what we, and that's how most lyrics and that come to us, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like you're putting your poetry to music in a sense as well. Maybe I've overstepped there. I don't know. But so growing up in Masterton since that age, how's that been?
Rough.
Oh, no.
Well, it's been okay, like, when you've got the support, because I've got a foster mother who's very caring.
Yeah.
And I've actually had her for 12 years now, or just on coming 10.
Nice.
And she's been there for me no matter what, no matter how much dumb decisions I've done, how much stuff I've gotten into, she's always been by my side, so I'm happy about that.
That's really cool, having a very supportive foster parent, foster mum. That is so cool. I bet she's buzzing to hear that right now too. We love hearing stuff like that. And so growing up in the foster system, let's just say that, it's because it basically is what it is, eh? Like, we've both got experiences there. So how have you found, like, going to school and stuff like that?
Well, I was more of, like, an anxious kid. Like, I was always quiet. I wouldn't really talk to people unless they'll come talk to me, but I'll still be anxious. Like, when they'll talk to me, my face will go bright green. I'll be like,
oh, no.
And, like, yeah. And then, because I used to, my first school I went to was Fern Ridge.
Oh, nice.
And then after that, I went to MIS.
Mm.
MIS was an experience, I'll say.
Yeah.
And then I went to Chanel College.
I went there.
Didn't have the best of best there.
Never.
So then I moved to Waikul.
Mm.
And then, yeah. And then I think I was like year 11. I got my level one there, moved to Auckland to go try out my dad for a year.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It started good for like the first 6-8 months.
Mm.
And then it just kind of went downhill after, you know, just stuff.
Yeah. And then you came back here?
Yeah.
And your foster mum was like, come back.
Nah, I kind of just got... Well, for me, in my eyes, it kind of looks like they just sent me down because he had enough.
Because
I didn't really get context or anything, because he told me, like, this is the true, based on a true story.
Mm.
He told me I was coming here for 2 weeks, just for a little holiday. And then he ends up cutting contact, and then just, we had a big argument over the phone. And then just, it just kind of turned tables, and then I'm here.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Like, I'm here with my little brother and all that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's your little brother's name?
Lennox.
Lennox. What a cool name. Hey, Lennox.
Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis. Isn't that a boxer?
Yeah, my middle name's Tyson. I was supposed to be named Mike Tyson. He was going to be Lennox Lewis.
No way.
Because our dad and our mother are like the two boxers. Because you know, they're the two greatest.
They are.
But my dad's maiden name, Nick, died, so that's why he named me Nick. And Lennox still got to keep his name, Horse Lennox.
That's cool, though. So you're both here. So you're not in school at the moment, are you?
Nah.
No. Let's talk about what your dreams and aspirations are then.
Well, my dreams, because I like IT.
Yeah.
I've always been passionate about gaming, about building PCs, software engineering.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got to be pretty smart to do stuff like that, eh?
I mean, when you watch, like, YouTube tutorials and all that, and then it's self-taught, like, because I used to do, when I was up in Auckland for a while, I was also doing a cybersecurity course.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I got my level 5 diploma in that.
Wow, good stuff. Which is a requirement
that I got, but I don't know what I want to use it on, because I'm not old enough and don't know what I want to do yet.
Oh, Nick's 17, by the way, everybody. So this is my youngest guest so far. Pretty brave coming on to the show. So I think that's amazing of you. So you really are into gaming, though, aren't you?
Yeah, you just see my setup. I'm on that thing 24/7.
What's that?
I'm on the 24/7.
Are you? That might give you headaches. It would definitely give me a headache. Oh. So what's the buzz about gaming? What is it that you love about it? I'm actually really curious.
Well, if I'm going to be, like, honest...
Mm.
I'm speaking for some people, but for me, realistically, I do it because, like, sometimes when I feel alone, or I feel like there's no need for me to even, you know, because I'm a big-hearted person, like, I always put them before me, their problems before me, their dramas before me. Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about.
No, that's all good. I do that all the time. What is it that you love? Is it about the gaming that you love? That's okay.
No, I'm just... It's more of an anxious thing, eh? Because, like, every time I'd always come home and the first thing I'd say to mum is, where's my iPad?
Yeah.
And then, because we had this rule. Like, this was when I was a bit younger. We'd always have to put our iPads in the room at, I think it was... 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to bed at 8:30 and I'll be like, Mom, bro. Because like, that's when Fortnite was a thing on the iPad. So I was like, you know, big into that.
Yeah.
Big. And then like, that's when I fell in love in gaming. And then I started learning about PCs with my mate. I have a mate named Kyle Robinson.
Yeah.
And he's my day one. Grew up with him. At we've been friends for 16 years now.
Oh, that's really cool. So he does the gaming as well?
Yeah, he used to. But now he just does IT.
Okay.
Like he's got his own business called K Repairs.
No way.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I was going to help him, but I just have to wait until he gets like more clients and then I can help him because that's when he really needs help.
So you're really good at the technical side of technology. That is so good because I'm not. And you're really good at like Do you make a lot of videos and...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say make, but I do edit videos.
That's
like
cool.
Like VFX, GFX.
That is cool. See, like,
for example, a Fortnite montage.
Do what?
I've edited quite a few Fortnite montages.
Okay, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't want to get into that. It's like,
no.
It's just Fortnite clips of people killing people. It's on beat with the music, and there's an effect over and the overlay and all that.
See, being able to do that, so that's basically saying you're a sound technician as well. So I did radio school over 10 years ago, and that's broadcasting and learning how to do all of that stuff, and I need to renew my stuff on that. Like, so good. I use Audacity. Have you heard of Audacity to do editing and stuff?
Yeah,
I know that's probably a bit of an old school one now, eh?
I use FL Studio.
Do you? I think they do that sort of stuff here too.
Filmora?
I showed Nick the recording studio earlier, so he was quite impressed with that. And it's really impressive being able to do stuff like that, because you've got to have a real ear for stuff, don't you?
Especially in Marston. Like, oh, I did not expect Marston to have this.
No,
like,
the station,
yeah. When I walked upstairs, I was like, oh, it's going to be small. Wow!
Yeah,
like,
it's cool, eh?
Yeah.
It really is. And this is, since this is a community access station, it means that people can come here and create their own shows, and they all, you know, you get to record stuff and do that sort of thing. So hopefully that might be something that sparks your interest, eh?
It kind of does, to be honest.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Hey, I'm going to play your tune now, so you're good with that?
Yeah.
So this is Myself by Tulo and Zed.
If I told you that I love you, would you love me back? I'm just tryna justify if it's a bag. Sick and tired of these snakes, never had my back. Even though my day ones couldn't see that. Just sitting in bed, tryna write trash. Tryna make my day proud while I beat on snacks. Ain't better watch yourself before you get a smack. That all I wanna do is not get attacked. Tryna make you fucking proud, but my life's crap. I'm always drain, I'm motivated, it's tough. Tryna push through my day, but it's not enough. Can't ask for help, but I got myself pushing all to the limits of my old world. Just trying to make a living, spitting out my mouth. All I do is get hate and everyone doubts. Never get a break to sit on the couch. Look, no, it's hard, it's a struggle. Looking for momentum, I'm trying to stay out of trouble. Trying to make my money, but all I do is just hustle. Cooking in the kitchen, these people love the best bubbles.
How was that? That was awesome. That was awesome. You must be really proud of yourself, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting broadcast on the radio,
yeah,
man.
No, I'm impressed with that. So how long ago did you write that?
Probably like a month ago, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah.
And do you just sit there and work out what track you're going to do?
No, I normally have pre-like written down lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be sitting in my bed and just be writing. Like, half the time, some of it makes no sense because it's freestyles, but that one was an actual song.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just testing at this point. Like, I'm not actually, like, trying to make, you know, songs, but, like, I'm testing it to, like, see what I'm good with, what genre.
Yeah. Well, you sound pretty good with that, honestly. And you know what? You can only get better the more that you do it. And I think that you're pretty good already. And using your life experience so far, you're only 17 and you've got some pretty hardcore life experiences already. You know, you haven't had it super easy, but you're making the most of it for sure. I feel that you'd put that into the music for sure, especially into the lyrics. Please excuse the swear word. I'm pretty sure I said no swear words, Nick. But it's okay. It's okay. It's been and done now. So, and there's only one. Because
we hit it with a beep.
Yeah. No, it's too late. We're live, Nick. We're live. But that sounded really cool through the headphones too, eh?
It sounded bassy.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't hear it on the car speaker yet.
Oh.
I've only ever heard it on the phone speaker.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So that just went out live, and that's now going to be uploaded later onto Spotify, this whole interview. So you can edit the hell out of that and just,
and this
one's
going to be pre-recorded, eh?
Yes. Also, well, it's being recorded now. Oh. As we're doing it, this is what's happening. So what you can do with that, Nick, is also go onto the Arrow FM site. This is other people as well. Go onto the Arrow FM site and you go onto the programs list and you go to Everyday People and your show will come up, will be the, because it's the latest show, and you can download it. And then you can do all that editing stuff that you do. How exciting is that, eh?
That's actually cool.
Oh, I love that, eh?
Am I allowed to give a shout out to two people?
Do it now.
I'd like to give a shout out to two of my cousins. One's named Cody, goes to Makota. He's a day one supporter too. He's been listening to the music ever since I've been freestyling.
Nice.
Also, my bro Twiz, aka Tehengira. He lives in Auckland. He's also on one of my tracks. He's going to be featured on more, to be honest, because he's really good.
Is he?
He's upcoming too. So if you guys hear him or see him, his name's Twiz with a one, two Z's.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to my cousin Lurk.
Nice.
She's always been there. She's always like motivating me to do stuff. Even when I've been smoking weed, man. Like when I was smoking weed, like I would just always like sit there and just ask myself, like, why am I doing this? Like, what am I going to achieve?
Mm.
And like that's when I kind of used it to like kind of escape from reality. Because like with me, I'm kind of more of a person that just runs from their problems and actually, you know, tries to fix it, because I'm not good at asking for help at all. Like, I'd rather put my problems behind and put someone else's before mine and just make sure everything's all good and all that, because, yeah, it's just how I was raised up.
Yeah, I know. I hear that. I hear that hard out. And, like, I think that you're doing amazing things and you're really brave to even come on the show right now. And it sounds like you've got some really good support out there as well. Do you reckon the gaming could go somewhere one day? You're going to end up making money from that? Because people do, don't they?
Yeah, they, if I was a full-time streamer, then yeah. If I was streaming doing like Omi trolling or Fortnite trolling or just any trolling, because I'm more of a goof, like my personality is goofy.
Yeah.
So I like to make people smile and laugh. Like, yeah. You know, it's free to give someone a smile. Like,
absolutely.
You know? So yeah. Like, make someone smile. It makes their day, puts a smile on their face, makes it brighter.
Absolutely. I think that's fantastic. My partner Scott, his brother Craig, used to do the live streaming gaming on Twitch and would make money from it.
So affiliated.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means, bro.
And he's a Twitch partner.
That's really cool, because he's got a back injury, so he can't do much. So he started doing that. And that's like me. I couldn't work on the trains anymore, so I came back to radio. So, you know, there's things to be done here, you know. And as you walked in the station, you saw that the station wins awards, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's something that you could aspire to as well. That's a really good way to get yourself out there. And you're obviously not scared of the microphone.
Nah.
Well,
Mom, if you see this, but the reason that I'm pretty professional, or not professional, but I just don't have anxiety behind the mic is because when I'm gaming, I'll get mad at someone instant.
Oh no, you know what? I have seen videos with, oh no, Nick, you're gonna rein that in, aren't ya?
No, it's tamed. It's tamed.
Excellent. Okay, that's in this interview now. Nick, is there anything else you want to add?
Hope you guys are having a positive day. Make sure to spread love. Bless the Lord.
Big well done. That's so cool. That was Nick Sowry. Look, he's an up-and-coming artist. He is from West Auckland, but he's been living here in Marsden for quite a while. You can find his tunes on YouTube as well. If you watch today's show, if you're watching later, just check his stuff out. He's pretty cool. I got him to choose our next song before I put on our next interview, which is with Oscar Wilson. We're really looking forward to that. Here at Arrow FM 92.7, your community access show. This is Locked Away featuring Adam Levine by R City. Play.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
same. Right or wrong, no. If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't. Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Would you really ride for
baby, tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for
would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me? Showed you my flaws. If I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Skiddly don, 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 dang. All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Would you really ride for
baby,
me?
Tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for
would
me?
You spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Don't lie.
If I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Tell me, tell me, would you want me?
Want me?
Tell me, would you call me?
Call me.
If you knew I wasn't ballin',
cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me?
Need me.
Tell me, do you love me, yeah? Or is you just trying to play me?
Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws and if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me?
Could you still love me the same? Oh, look, I reckon you will. You are listening to Camille on 92.7 Arrow FM on her show, Everyday People. We just listened to Locked Away by R City and Adam Levine. You have to be really careful how you say that, R City, eh? Sounds rude. Anyway, it is nearly 9:25 in the morning. It is 15 degrees outside already. Mostly cloudy today. I saw that on my way here. But hopefully it's going to get up into the 20s at some point because I really want to mow my lawns today. It's really hard going from doing a real cool show and having really cool energy and then you just go home and mow your lawns. Yeah, it's funny as. Okay, so I had the pleasure of interviewing a young guy called Oscar Wilson, excuse me, the other week. Coincidentally, he is Mr. Wilson, Michael Wilson's, the station manager here at RFM, his son. And he told us that his son, Oscar, has done some pretty epic things. And I was like, I want to interview him. So we arranged that. So I sat down one afternoon and rang him while he was in LA. In LA and did this interview with him. So with no further ado, let's listen to my interview with Oscar Wilson. And talking to me from LA.
in the USA, and he comes from little old New Zealand. Hey, Oscar, how's it going?
G'day, Camille. It's good. It's good. I've got a lot on my my plate recently, so I'm glad that we could fit this in. This is exciting.
Oh, man, I'm so excited too. Look, guys, the reason why I have Oscar Wilson on the line right now doing this interview is because he not only was born in Wellington, but lived in Masterton, and he is also the son of Michael Wilson, who is the station manager here at Aero FM. Oscar Wilson is doing amazing things overseas, and he has just been put forward for an award. What award is that, Oscar?
That's right. I was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the it's a Horror House Film Festival here in LA.
And what is the name of the movie?
The movie is called The Demon. It's spelt weird. It's spelt D, so the demon is D-A-E, with that funny, you know how they do that funny alphabet thing where they'll join A and E?
Yes.
M-O-N, but you know, it's just pronounced The Demon.
Oh, that's fantastic. And when's that all happening?
I got to see it the other night. That actually happened. We went to see the viewing a couple of days ago, and I had never seen it before, and I tell you what, I was really happy with it.
Oh, that is brilliant. Hey, so do you know if you've won yet, or
I didn't get the award, I don't think. Otherwise I probably would have found out by now.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fabulous. How cool is it that your name was actually put forward, though? How cool is that?
I know, I was really stoked.
Yeah.
I really was. Because you just do your job and you do as well as you can. And for people to see it in the first place is one thing, but for people to see it and enjoy it and think that you did good work is really cool. So I was chuffed.
Yeah, absolutely chuffed. Look, Oscar, I had a little stalk on the internet about you yesterday because I was like, I want to know who this guy is. And man, you've done some really epic stuff, haven't you? So you don't just act, do you? What else do you do, Oscar?
Yeah, so I act. I'm also a dancer. I'm beginning to sort of dabble in a few other things like writing and photography.
Oh, wow.
But the big things that I was doing, you know, up until now, you know, from when I was quite young, were dancing and acting.
You're a fabulous dancer.
Thank you so much.
And one of the big things that I saw on the bio was lip sync. So
that's right.
Who did you do? So you were a backup dancer in that? Is that what I'd call you? Yeah. So who were you dancing with? Who was the famous person?
So we did a few artists during that episode. The main one that I remember best, which was my favorite, I think, because they ended up winning that episode. It was for Hailee Steinfeld.
No way.
But there were a few artists that night that were cool. But she was really a standout for me, for sure.
Ah, the energy must be just so amazing doing those sorts of things.
It's kind of unreal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely like a pinch me moment, you know, like because you, especially maybe coming from New Zealand, I think out here, if you're from, there's a lot of people that are, you know, obviously they're American, but maybe even they're from LA close to, and they might be a little bit more used to it or I don't know, but for people coming from New Zealand, that far away from that is like, you just grow up watching it on TV and hearing it on the radio and stuff, and you don't, I don't know, I didn't even see it as real. It was never real to me growing up. So being there and being a part of the machine, I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of, it's just unreal.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely amazing. What I want to know, Oscar, is where did this passion start for you? Where, was it really, really young? I know your dad, I've known him for a while, so I can see how that could be easy to get into that with his energy. But what really triggered your passion for all of the things that you do now?
Yeah, good question. I mean, definitely having, like, both of my parents are artists, and it's funny. I think most children, I think, end up, you know, you rebel against your parents a little bit, right? You grow up and you test the boundaries and stuff. It was a bit weird for me because they were coming from a business and industry and art form that, you know, both my mum and my dad are actors. different kind of strengths and stuff. But growing up with that around me all the time, I was used to it and didn't really know that that's really what I wanted to take seriously further down the line. I was just used to doing it and I enjoyed doing it, but I didn't really believe that that was possible to make a whole life out of it. Yeah. I just thought, this is a cool thing that I do right now, but I don't really know what I want to do.
Yeah. You have to have a real passion and drive to be where you are now. And that's LA. And that's where it's kind of like, you know, there's been so many sitcoms with like Friends and Big Bang Theory with the actors in it who are like in LA trying to make it as an actor and how hard it is, you know, and fighting for those parts. Is that what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just a bit of column A and then a column B, right? Like, some of that's real, and that's the place that they're writing that material from and acting that material from. And then some of it is, you know, dramatized to a certain degree to sort of make it more entertaining and maybe more dramatic. I think the competition is very fierce, and the stakes can feel really high. But I think what's funny is, like, yes, it's possible. An acting coach of mine said this recently. It's not normal for you to be repeatedly going to job interviews, which could seriously change your life.
Mm.
But that's what actors do on the regular. You're going to job. Essentially, an audition is a job interview. And if you book something that is in that grand scheme Hollywood realm, A-list stuff, it could really, really change your life.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, hopefully you're still living a good life that you enjoy. And I think that's key, is that you gotta build yourself a life that you love and that you're not trying to depart from, to like, oh, I hope I get it and make it big so that I can stop doing whatever I'm doing right now. I think you need to, you know, figure out how to love your life so that if you do make it big and it is that extreme, that's cool, but you're just adding that.
Oh, yeah. And finding that balance, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been out here eight years now. It truly has been a lot of me building the life, and then there have been cool opportunities here and there, and it's a very slow burn for pushing my way further to the top, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man, I really admire your drive and the fact that you just really have gone for it, and I love that. Especially, like, growing up in Masterton, I don't know how many years you spent in Masterton. I know your dad's been here for over 20 years when I first met him at Arrow FM, and the differences must be huge, you know, from coming from that. What do you miss about home? Is there anything, like, is there food or anything like that you really miss that you can't get in LA?
I tell you what, they don't have, you're not going to find a lot of meat pies.
Oh, right? Really?
You're not going to find a lot of meat pies. You will find, here's one thing interesting that's, is like, you can get fish and chips, right?
Oh, wow.
But it's not just on every corner. You know how like in New Zealand, especially, like, you know, little Masterton, like you just walk around the corner and just go find a fish and chip feed.
Yeah.
That's not here. Like, that's such a Kiwi, you know, sort of British Aussie kind of flavor. And you just don't get that here. You can go to a restaurant and maybe if they've got fish and chips on the menu. But I tell you what, even if you order that, it's not the same.
I can imagine.
Nothing beats just like the I don't know how much, you know, inflation's affected this, but the $2 bag, you know, like nothing, right? Like just like the paper, you unwrap it, like that whole experience.
Yeah,
that definitely. In terms of food, I miss that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Hey, Oscar, I want to know, I like to ask my guests this near the end of the interview. I really want to know, where do you see yourself in the future? I don't encourage people to future jump. I like to stay in the present. But what do you see for yourself in the future? What is your vision?
Yeah, I feel like I'm quite cognizant of building that all the time, making sure that I don't necessarily want to have, like you say, like future jump. Like, I don't want to have like an idea that's sort of result focused too much, but I want, there's a way of life that I want to be living, and there's a quality to my relationships that I want to be living.
Yeah.
And then there's also like more practical things that are about, you know, maybe building some wealth and stuff. So I run a business over here and it's funny. It's a, you know, I run a carpet cleaning company. So
no way.
I've sort of been able to build this thing with a friend of mine who's a close friend, and having that has been very beneficial for my, you know, being able to be flexible and still have a stable income.
Yeah.
So obviously building that up and continuing that so that that keeps feeding me and building some security around that, but then also pushing more into my creative endeavors so that I can build up my community and my my artistic side and make sure that I'm I'm satisfied with the artistry that I'm engaging in. So just basically it's being fulfilled, you know, creatively and relationally, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, what we're going to do after I finish talking to you, this is still in the interview, by the way, I'm going to play the clip from, is it Vaccine or Vaccinated?
Oh, yeah, Vaccinated, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to watch that whole movie because I really enjoy movies like that, and I really enjoyed that clip. How cool is it?
But do you know that clip is only like that? I think the one that you're talking about, it's just that, like it's only like a 5 minute.
Oh, film. No, that's brilliant. No, that is absolutely brilliant because the makeup artist has done an amazing job, and it's amazing. Just such a fun clip to watch. So I'm going to play that after this. How cool was it doing that?
Yeah, that was cool. That was so silly. I really enjoyed working with those guys. Actually, the people that were involved in writing and directing and producing that were also some of them are the people that worked on and produced the Demon, the movie that
that we
just released. So it's cool to be working with people that you've built a relationship with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I was really impressed. And I'm very impressed by what you have done, and I like the fact that you've come from New Zealand and you're just doing it, you know, and I really admire that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I love coming from New Zealand too. I think it gives me some mana. It gives me some, you know. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oscar Wilson, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak with me. I've really enjoyed it, and I will definitely be following up with you at some point. Let me know whenever you're going to do something new, and we'll promote the hell out of it here, eh?
Oh, thanks, Camille. I really appreciate that. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, awesome. Oh, how cool was that? You are listening to RFM 92.7. That was my interview with Oscar Wilson, the station manager's son. What an exciting interview that was, too, to be able to speak to him. I think it was, there was a huge time for difference there. Hey, guys, I said that I was going to be playing the clip Vaccine, but I'm not going to because there's a lot of, it's more visual than wordy, so it doesn't really work for radio. But what I do encourage you to do is go look for Vaccine on YouTube, and you can tell it is it because obviously Oscar's in it, but the writing is like bright lime green slime words. So, and it is just fantastic. It's a really good little clip. I really enjoyed interviewing him. It was such a buzz to hear that someone who has come from New Zealand is really, really having a go at doing this overseas and getting some really cool things to do. So I really enjoy that, and I encourage that so much. I encourage anyone who is very creative in any kind of way to get hold of me and come on the show like young Nick has. Hey, Nick, you've enjoyed it, eh?
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, it's so cool. Do you reckon you might do something with this experience?
Yes.
That's what we like to hear, absolutely. I'm going to play one more song, and I forgot what it was. What was I going to play? It was a Ren song, eh? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do the drum and bass remix of Genesis by Ren. I've been talking to Nick about Ren, and Nick has heard about Ren. Ren is probably one of my favourite artists at the moment. I can really resonate with his stuff. So without further ado, here we go.
Let's go. when I'm by myself, I find my mind starts drifting somewhere else. It's not inside this, don't mention it's definitely somewhere else. I wrestle with my thoughts, constant wrestle with my mental health. I'm put on life support, I've been put upon a higher shelf. My whole life I've been fighting, this cake it don't have icing. These mantras I'm reciting, they're meant to keep me sane. I don't know if they're working, cerebral cortex hurting. Maybe it's all learning, maybe it's cause life is a lottery. What's an anomaly? Sometimes it's riches and sometimes it's poverty. Sometimes your nerves have been fried by your property, begging the surgeon to have a lobotomy. Honestly, I'ma speak honestly. Honestly, life is ironically fucking me chronically. I have been illing myself and it bothers me. License for killing myself, call me Connery. I'ma be straight with you now, I'ma go straight for the heart. People die late in the dark, people die late in the dark. No, it was late for the art, no, it was late for the art. Genesis rain and it rain with a start. Genesis pain in the heart, Genesis aim for the heart. Genesis. I'm by myself, I find my mind starts drifting somewhere else. It's not inside this realm of thought, it's definitely somewhere else. Wage war upon my demons, I've been knocking on the gates of hell. A heretic, a heathen, I've been screaming in this bad itself. It's pain making my pain waking, it's painstakingly cold. My soul aching, my bones breaking when holding on to control. Wrap yellow tape round the body, shake, put the body in the bag, zip close. It's malignant, it's mutating, it's such a sight to behold. Let me be real for a second. Tongue is a gun, it's a weapon. Reload, pow, pow, that beast mode, Armageddon, get him. Let me take the wheel for a second. Hit a hoop, lash a kilo, kneel with aggression. Regroup with a 3-point steal in succession. Switch, swoop, and I'm making them feel the profession. Making them feel the profession. Making them feel the profession. Time is the author, the lesson. Time is a murderous weapon. Time is a curse and a blessing. Time is confined in the eye of my mind. It reminds me that life is just slipping right by. Take my piece of the pie and I'm feeding on mind. I find freedom in rhyme to defy my depression. I'ma be straight with you now, I'ma go straight for the heart. People die late in the dark, people die late in the dark. No, it was late for the art, no, it was late for the art. Genesis rain and it rain when it start. Genesis pain in the heart, Genesis aim for the heart. Genesis.
Genesis by Ren. Oh, that was a drum and bass remix. Oh, man, I encourage everyone to listen to Ren. I absolutely do. He started in his bedroom, just like Nick does with his music, and he has recently had a number one hit on the charts, probably in the UK or America, one of them, I can't remember. He's a guy who has autoimmune disease and gets very, very sick. He's actually really sick at the moment, but it doesn't stop him. If you surround yourself with the right people and have the right mindset and right support, you can do absolutely anything. Look at me sitting here on live TV now doing my show with young Nick in the studio with me. Nick, what do you reckon? Give me a review. What do you reckon of the show today? What would you say?
Love it. It's a good experience, you know, and just the fact that I managed to reach out and actually get a spot on here, like,
yeah,
they're just like,
they're so cool.
But I've got something to say to you guys. Kia kaha.
Kia kaha. Oh, we love that. Look, how about in about a year or so you come back on and tell us what you're being up to? And if something really big happens in life, let me know and I'll let everyone else know, okay?
Definitely will.
We're here to support you and we think that it's really cool that you're doing this. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming on my show, Nick. It's been really cool. I love your energy too. Everyone, you have been listening to my show, Everyday People, here on Arrow FM 92.7, your community access show. It is still 15 degrees outside and it is still mostly cloudy, but that is not going to stop me from mowing my lawns. I hope that you all have a fantastic day. And like Nick said, kia kaha. Bye.